must have the precious.
You're listening to the Mike Kara radio program, Eye on the Nation.
I am but a poor raconteur, just doing my best to conform. Helpless, I feel so unarmed to change the way things are. But I have an idealistic domain where perfection reigns, and things are not the same. Nothing is the same. In my dreams, I am what I should be, and she'll always love me. Together we'll soar above every storm in my dreams. In my dreams, our innocent children will be so happy and carefree. No harm will appear, they've nothing to fear in my dreams. In my dreams, one's faith is as he believes, and others as they perceive. Yet every man's cry is heard from on high in my dreams. And in my dreams, all men are beautiful, and it won't be unusual to see them stand hand in my dreams. And in my dreams, there is no affliction and no imperfection, and those who've endured would rise to be sure in my dreams. And in my dreams, time is non-existent, all things are consistent, there are no broken ties, and there are no goodbyes in my dreams. And in my dreams, fighting for freedom rose to be our true heroes, and gratitude pours with one accord in my dreams. And in my dreams, I'll live forevermore on maybe some distant shore. In my soliloquy, seen only by me, in my dreams. And in my dreams, we all wake to discover we truly love one another. And I know it can be, and not only be, in my
dreams. Welcome back to our next edition of the Mike Care Radio program, Eye on the Nation. We definitely have our eye on the nation. As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And my next guest today is a great singer, songwriter, performer, musician, bass player, Mr. Mike Vail, who has a great new album called In My Dreams Out. Very excited. We understand that's burning up the airwaves, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. Mike is also the original bass player for Tommy James and the Shondells, where he not only was a bass player, but co-wrote such wonderful, fantastic hits such as Crystal Blue Persuasion, She, Ball of Fire, Love's Closing In on Me, which isn't necessarily one of their hits, but one of my favorite songs. And currently, like we said, Mike is still singing and performing, and it's great, Mike, that you could join me today. Like I said, it's been my honor to interview Tommy James as well as Ron Roseman. So now I have two Shondells down and one to go. So Eddie Gray, if you're out there, you're next. So it's great, Mike, that you could be here today. And of course, we want to reminisce about the old times, you know, and the Shondell days. But first of all, I want to talk about this album because I've been listening to it. I just think it is so fantastic. It is called In My Dreams. And why don't you tell us a little bit about it? And we want to let our audience know that you've wrote all the songs. So tell us a little bit about that. And I understand it's being really well received.
It sure has. First of all, Mike, thank you very much for including me in your great show. I've heard a lot of good things about it and talked to Tommy about you, and Eye of the Nation is catching on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wanted you to know about the new album, In My Dreams. We have written 10 new songs for everybody, probably over the last year to year and a half, In My Dreams being the title song, and it's quite a variety of music. If you've listened to it, as you said, it's quite a contrast from one style to another. There's everything from calypso type of sounds to Santana type sounds to just the downright soulful things that I'm in love with. The way it came out in the studio, a bunch of Pittsburgh guys helped me with this. Great musicians out of Pittsburgh, Donnie Garvin and Bob Prince and Johnny Angel and a few others. I'm just thrilled with it, and as you said, it's being received very well. We're already on about 60-some stations now across the country, and that is pretty phenomenal these days to get that type of attention. I'm just very pleased and very honored and very thankful.
And as we mentioned, Mike, that you've written all the songs, so were these songs that you written specifically for this album, or had songs that you collected through the years, or...?
No, they were written specifically for the album. I've done probably around 20 albums over the years, probably 10 or 12 with Tommy, and then there were some Hog Heaven albums, as you are probably aware, that the Shondells became Hog Heaven after we left Tommy. We had a few of those, and then I did a country album, and then I did two gospel albums. And in more recent years, back in 2009, I wrote and recorded a album of all original songs. All of my stuff, by the way, is all original. Even the gospel stuff that I wrote, they're all original songs. The catalog is probably well over 150, 200 songs now that I have, and I just enjoy writing so much. And the one that we did right before In My Dreams, recorded in 2009, was called It's a Pittsburgh Thing. And the title song to that was sort of a tribute to my Steelers. Shondells, I don't know if your listeners are aware, but we're all out of the Pittsburgh area, and big fans of the Steelers. So the title song was a tribute to the Steelers, and then the rest of them were all original songs, as is the are all the songs on In My Dreams. So yeah, it's my first love. I love to perform and I love to sing, but I most love to create, go in the studio.
Right, and one song we have here on the album, I'm going to try to pronounce this. It's La Cucanteras. Is that it?
Well, you're close. It's obviously that you took no Spanish in high school, Michael. It's called Lo Que Quieres.
There we go.
Yeah, Lo Que Quieres. Real quick story. We were on a cruise, my wife and I, with a Mexican couple from Mexico City, and we were sitting with them, and every night his wife would come up to him and say, "Hey, honey, I need $500 for the casino, or I need this." And he'd always say, "Hey, Lo Que Quieres." And I thought to myself, I wonder what that means. So I said, what are you saying to her when you say Lo Que Quieres? He says, it means whatever you want. And I said, well, isn't that music to a woman's ears, whatever you want? I said, I got to write that song one day. So that's how these songs all come about. Things will happen that just catch your ear. Even Crystal Blue Persuasion back in the day started with just that phrase. Someone mentioned that phrase to Tommy and I, and we just ran with it. The songs come to you in different ways, but Lo Que Quieres came from that occurrence on the cruise ship.
Oh, okay. And so we mentioned some of the songs. Our audience has been listening to some of those. And another song that sounded really good and I wanted to talk about, you could tell us a little more about, is Souvenir.
Yes. Souvenir is a unique song. Its inception came in a very strange way. I was thinking one day about how all of the old rockers, 50s, 60s guys like myself, their music has lived on, but so many of them are forgotten. People don't know who they are. And I sort of always thought of that, as those guys and myself, of being somewhat of a souvenir of the day back when. And I wrote that song with that in mind, but all of a sudden it took a turn somewhere in the middle of the song to have to do with a man and woman and the fact that she's taken advantage of him and he just calls himself a souvenir. But that's how that song started.
Okay, and I have the album right here, and I'm always fascinated, Mike, with album covers. And it looks like here you're like, I don't know if that's the beach, or where was this album cover taken?
That was taken up in Maryland. We live in a place called Deep Creek Lake. It's a resort, ski and boating resort, in the western panhandle of Maryland, just below Pittsburgh. And the photo was done up in that area. I'm actually photoshopped onto the water. How that came about also was the title being in my dreams. I've got a very talented granddaughter-in-law who worked for the Olympics doing the same type of thing. And I told her one day, I'm doing this new album. It's called In My Dreams. I want you to come up with a concept that sort of typifies what In My Dreams would be. So she did this wonderful photo, put me out sitting on the water, which is sort of like an In My Dreams concept thing, and just did a beautiful job. I'm very proud of it.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that definitely. And one thing our audience, want to let our audience know, is that on this particular CD, we encourage everyone to get a copy of it, that you've got all the lyrics here written out. So that's kind of neat that people could almost sing along with it then, huh?
Yeah, it's part of a true songwriter's desire that people don't have problems, number one, hearing what the words are, but understanding the words. I don't want to sit down and waste hours and days creating music and lyrics that they cannot understand. So I make absolutely sure that everybody knows exactly what every song, what the words are in every song on the CD. So, yes, that's why those are in there. And you mentioned about people buying the CD. They can get that on Amazon or iTunes, or they can go to my website, which is www.mikevalemusic.com. That's all one word, lowercase, www.mikevalemusic.com.
And with that, Mike, we're going to take a quick break and we will be back. My guest today is singer, songwriter, performer, musician, bass player, Mr. Mike Vale. Mike's got a brand new album. It is called In My Dreams. And Mike, of course, was the original bass player for Tommy James and the Shondells, as well as a great songwriter with the band. You are listening to the Mike Care Radio program, Eye on the Nation. Definitely have our eye on the nation. As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today.